This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Winning. Winning.
One more time, Charlie.
Oh, we found our we've got it cranked all the way up. So this should be interesting. That's it. That's as loud as Charlie gets.
Winning.
That's not bad. Winning. Owens. Let's see.
Winning.
Yeah, he's hitting levels right.
Tiger blood.
Let's see about this.
If we got that one, we're good. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Up State. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. The phone line, the text line, open for you. The Hub City Spartanburger text line, 844-326-3663. 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. If you'd like to text the show, the same number. If you'd like to call the radio broadcast this AM, you can use 844-326-3663.
Tune in and see how many shades of purple my face can turn.
I think we're on over under 3.5, and we're on 2 already.
Blood pressure not doing well right now. It's not. I got to find there's nothing that will calm me in this building. So, I mean, you know.
Would you like me to run you through a little self-guided meditation? Or medication at the break? I guess really either one would probably be acceptable.
Dude, we get up at the wee hours of meditation will put me to sleep and you will not wake me up. So no, oh, trust me, it would be hard for me to go to sleep. Meditation ain't gonna work. That's gonna work. It's okay. This is how I get myself prepared for new stuff.
We don't get hype. We stay hype.
I am the hype!
Yes, indeed. Join us on our live stream, facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, TheFanUpstate on YouTube, TheFanUpstate on Twitter. You can do the same with The Rob Brown Show at Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. As we have mentioned a couple of times, and will a few more, the great one and I off tomorrow and Friday. Your boy is getting in one last baby vacay before football season starts up next week, kids. Like, it is upon us at this point. We got football, actual football that counts, that matters, just around the corner. So one last little baby vacay. The lady and I headed on over to Chucktown, USA. Coming up this weekend. We'll be leaving today.
What he
today.
Meant to say was one more vacation this month. That's what he meant. I mean, you know.
It is most likely.
He's still got more days. And then we got Thanksgiving. And we got Christmas. So there's still more vacations coming up.
One more before football season gets in earnest. Because I will I do not usually, in fact, I don't think I have since I got here. I usually don't take a vacation in the meat and taters of the football season. Like, I will take one right before we start, and then I will take one as the season is rounding out, which, and that's usually because.
Except for last year.
Did I take one?
Dude.
Meat and taters last year? Oh, that didn't count. That wasn't a vacation. I promise you that wasn't a vacation.
Okay, whatever. It was still time off.
It was time off.
Yeah.
But I feel like that one was not just, hey guys, I'm going to Charleston to get blasted on the beach for a few days. See you Monday. That one was like, that was work. All right. Straight up. Absolute work. Worth it, but work. However, we're getting the last one, the last mini vacay out of the way this weekend before we come back Monday. And when we get back Monday, I mean, it's really football season. Like we started saying it's football season 4 weeks ago. At SEC Media Days. Then we said, oh, it's really football season 3 weeks ago when we were at ACC Media Days. Then we said, oh, it's really football season last week when the NFL preseason got fired up. Then we said yesterday, now it's really, really football season because our AP preseason top 25 poll dropped. When we come back next week, it's like, really, really football season. Because when we come back on the 18th, we will have just a couple of days until we get football underway. Five matchups on Saturday, August 23rd, including that Saturday afternoon at noon. We have got a 12 p.m. noon kickoff on ESPN, and it is a top 25 game right out of the gate. Avery Johnson and his Kansas State Wildcats taking on Iowa State. Ladies and gentlemen, that game, game number one on that Saturday, is massively important. And it's massively important because we've talked about aspirations, we've talked about goals, we've talked about entering the season with some, let's say it again, hype. Avery Johnson and the Wildcats believe they are the team to win the Big 12. They believe they are the team that is headed to the college football playoffs representing that conference. By the way, real quick, as a quick aside, and we'll come back to this later on, I was on BetMGM Tonight last Friday. We were talking with myself and Ryan Horvat, who's my college football buddy on the show. We were having the conversation about the Big 12.
Buddy, deep.
You ready?
Shouldn't take me that long to hit it.
Buddy, you ready for my hot take? I think the Big 12 gets one team into the playoff. I think their champ goes, and I don't know if there's another Big 12 team that's going to get in.
How's that any different than the ACC? I know the ACC got two last year, but and I know you were up on the ACC. It wouldn't shock me if they only got one also.
Hot take, ACC's getting two minimum. I think they might get three. I think they might get three. Clemson's in. I feel like we're all pretty comfortable. Clemson's in. I am going to say that I've got a rematch in the ACC title game between Clemson and SMU. I think SMU is in, and then it really is going to come down to, does A, Mario Cristobal blow it in another dumb game like the Georgia Tech game? Because they don't lose that Tech game last year. Miami's the third playoff team last year out of the ACC. I think they nudged their way in. Or is Miller Moss everything that USC wanted him to be and that Louisville is going to pay him big dollar bills, y'all, to be? If the answer to those questions are yes, one of those two teams goes, the ACC gets three in this year. I also think the SEC is getting six in this year. Five is the minimum. I think they might get six. We're going to talk about that. A lot of preseason hot takes and prognostications as we get ever closer to next Saturday when college football gets kicked off. Kyle pops into the live chat, says, listening to you on the radio on 97.1 FM. Hope to hear a breakdown of all those top 25 teams open games. Kyle, you will. We're doing today, and we'll pick this up in the next segment of the show, three big questions for our top three teams. Texas, Penn State, Ohio State. And then when we come back on Monday, We'll keep doing three big questions for the remainder of the teams. Joey B said, now I'm going to call Go Into the Bar with the Boys group guided medication. I accept and I shall join you.
Wait, you didn't already call it that? I mean, you know, I just, wow.
I
would like to, although if you want to say that you made it up, I mean, you know, I guess.
I'm sure
you want to take creative license, but go right ahead.
I'm sure I didn't. I will say that I have regularly referred to bourbon and cigar night with the fellas as my therapy sessions. That's for sure. I mean, I go to actual therapy, but I also go to group therapy at the bar. It's true.
His actual therapy has a lot to do with me. Hesitation.
Water, cooler, cheat sheet.
Need help?
No, I'm good now. Thanks. Also, I turned my mic back on. Did you know that?
Yeah, I didn't on purpose. Whatever.
Tis indeed the water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office this morning and start talking sports with your coworkers or your boss or whoever it is that you enjoy talking your sports with. When you do, this is what you'll be talking about. Let's dive right into item number one. Obviously, a lot of NFL stories are breaking right now as we head into preseason week number two. There's just one more preseason week. Then we got a week. Then we talk and start NFL football. So, especially for those of you that are in the midst of your fantasy football draft season, and while Rob Brown does not play fantasy football, mainly because an unhealthy amount of competitive juice combined with an absolutely unhinged level of obsessive compulsive means Rob Brown ends up pouring more hours into setting fantasy football lineups than it does his job. However, we will take your fantasy football questions here on the show. You got fantasy football questions, whether it's about a draft, whether it's a sit 'em, start 'em, bench 'em throughout the course of the year. I'm your guy. Bring it to me. Let's do the darn thing. But here's some NFL stories that we will rapid fire run through in item number one. Jordan Love had surgery, the starting quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, yesterday to repair a ligament to his non-throwing hand left thumb. The Green Bay Packers expect the QB to be ready, however, for the season opener. Love had his left thumb taped during Monday's practice, tried to play through the injury, but ultimately, after a discussion with the team, it was decided that Love would go ahead and get the procedure because, as Brian Gutenkunst, the general manager for the Green Bay Packers said, quote, surgery was the best option to getting back the fastest and feeling the best. Love suffered the injury during Saturday's preseason opener against the Jets. It happened on the last play when he was sacked by Jay Toffoli. Love played two series in that game. He did not appear to be limited in practice Monday, but had to use his right throwing hand to hand off on plays where ordinarily he would have used the left. Turns out, the non-throwing hand still relatively important to quarterbacks. Over to the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings wide receiver and punt return specialist Rondale Moore suffered a season-ending left knee injury in Saturday's preseason game against the Texans. The team confirmed that yesterday after reviewing MRI results. The news means that Moore will miss a full season for the second consecutive year as he was placed on season-ending injured reserve yesterday. Moore was a second-round draft pick by the Arizona Cardinals back in 2021. Missed nine games in 2022 with a variety of injuries, then all of last year after suffering a 2024 dislocated right knee while in training camp with the Falcons. Signed a one-year contract with the Vikings this offseason, was in line to be the team's number one punt returner and potential number four wide receiver, but now will miss the year. Tyrod Taylor is now a question mark for the New York Jets should they need a spell for Justin Fields. We'll miss the remainder of the preseason after undergoing arthroscopic knee surgery to correct an ailment that has sidelined him more than a week. Aaron Glenn called it a, quote, minor scope, end quote, but could not say that Taylor would be ready for the opener against the Steelers on September 7th. And very quickly,
watch out for those needles. Be careful.
Dude, listen, I know there's a lot of you out there that have floated a ton of conspiracy theories about medical healthcare professionals and all that. There is one person and one person alone that I excuse for conspiracy theories about the medical industry, and that is Tyrod Taylor. He's the only guy that I'm going to be like, I get it, Tyrod. I feel you, dog. I really do.
Like, you know what? Maybe we don't need surgery. Yeah. Maybe it'll just heal on its own.
Hey, Doc, any needles involved with that surgery? Yes, I'm out. And James Cook returned to practice amidst contract disputes with the Buffalo Bills. Did appear to at least pause the hold-in that he is having. He was in uniform and fully participated in the practice. Let's get to item number two. A controversy.
It just sounds sick, doesn't it? It just doesn't sound right.
The water cooler is, we moved it.
Yeah,
you know, just, we had it against that one wall.
Yeah, now it's over in the corner. Yeah. And it just doesn't. Okay.
You know, when people come in and they fidget with the stuff in the room, it just changes the vibe.
It does.
Changes the feng shui, if you will. Okay, so item number two. Oklahoma starting quarterback John Mateer got embroiled in some controversy a few days ago as a reporter doing what reporters do decided to go through the Venmo transaction history of quarterback John Mateer, the new QB1 for the Oklahoma Boomer Sooners. And in the Venmo transaction history of now Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer, a number of transactions were found that were labeled sports gambling, as well as payouts for results of certain games. Well, yesterday, Mateer fired back a response. He denied that he's ever been involved with sports gambling, saying that it was instead, quote, inside jokes with his friends. School officials were made aware of the screenshots late Monday night and have allegedly opened an investigation into the situation. But Mateer vehemently denies the allegations, said, quote, the allegations that I once participated in sports gambling are false. My previous Venmo descriptions did not accurately portray the transactions in question, but were instead inside jokes between me and my friends. I have never been on sports. I understand the seriousness of that matter, but recognize that, taken out of context, those Venmo descriptions suggest otherwise. I can assure my teammates, coaches, and officials at the NCAA that I have not engaged in any sports gambling.
That was well written. What's his major?
Probably lean on the team PR guy for assistance. Or, and this is something I'm struggling with, a lot of people are writing everything that they write via like ChatGPT now. And it's always my favorite thing when people that you've read their tweets or their statements for a long time and you read something and it's like really perfect. And you're like, no, dude, you're a dumbass. I know you. I've read your stuff before. You're not that smart. You AI'd that, my guy. Come on now. I'm not saying Mateer did that. In fact, quite the opposite. I'm sure that he did have help of the human variety in pulling this together. Listen, this is just something that we're going to have to address on a situation-by-situation basis moving forward. John Mateer is an adult. Adult sports gamble. It's just a thing that is there. It is going to effectively come down to, you know what the rules and regulations are as far as gambling when you are an athlete participating in a league, in a team organized professional or amateur professional environment. If John Mateer did it and he was not a college football quarterback, honestly, I don't really care. But if he did it while he was a quarterback, and it is drawn back to him doing it while he's a quarterback, and it is proven specifically that he gambled on college football, well, I go back to the old catchphrase I've been leaning on for the past 2 or 3 years now, with adult opportunity comes adult consequences. If you have adult opportunity to profit, then there are adult responsibilities that come along with that. Bring the band hammer down. That would suck. Could you imagine if that was Brent Venables? You get a letter like 2 days before the start of the day. Hey, we did an investigation. We found out Mateer gambled on college football, so he can't play no more. Oof, woof. We'll see how that plays out. Finally and quickly, item number three. I'm not going to lie. Kind of a quiet sports news last night. So I'm just going to make the fact that the Braves got their asses kicked by the Mets 13-5 last night. Third item on the water cooler cheat sheet for two reasons. Number one, Spencer Strider now 5-10, had one of his worst outings of the 2025 campaign. One of those outings that if he was 10-5, you'd go, bad night, bounce back, we'll be okay. He's 5-10. Four innings, eight hits, eight runs, all earned. K'd two and gave up not one, not two, but three fat dongs to the New York Mets last night, including a pair of them from Pete Alonso. Alonso went yag twice last night, once off of Strider, once off of Austin Cox. Good for the all-time New York Mets home run mark. He passed Daryl Strawberry with his first shot last night. He added a second one to increase the lead later on in the game. The Atlanta Braves had eight hits on the night, but they went 2 of 11 with runners in scoring position. My big concern is if Spence, and I get why they're doing it, but if Spencer Strider is going to keep going out there, is going to keep starting games, and is going to keep taking L's like this. And again, last night was kind of on him. He stank. But if he's going to go out there and keep taking L's like this, there's a come a point where he Max Frieds his way up out of there. See ya. I'll follow Max up to New York. Or does there come a point where he holds it against Atlanta a little bit? And when it's time to open up contract negotiations to keep the probably outside of Chris Sale, though who knows what the hell he's going to be when he comes back. He did get his rehab start with Gwinnett last night. We'll check in on that later on. But when it's time to sign, probably then your only ace, does he look and he go, hey, remember you when you guys were trotting me out when I was 5-10 on a crap-ass baseball team to go get hammered by the Mets? I would like a few extra $X million as a compensation for that, please, and thank you. We'll see how that plays out. When we come back, got a couple of college football stories. Last segment of this hour, we will ask the question, what's the big three questions for the Penn State Nittany Lions that they have to answer to be national champions? At 8 o'clock, a very special guest in studio joining us today. Oh, you'll just have to wait with great anticipation to find out who it is.
Yeah, is that a good idea?
We'll find out. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Upstate. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Question for you, Armada. If I asked you right now to put a paycheck on it, take your fan cap off as much as you are capable of doing so. And the reason I ask this question is because I think that it opens up an avenue to not just discuss the two subjects, but to discuss the teams they play for. If I asked you right this very moment to put a paycheck on the line about who has a better season, and subjectively what that means obviously is up to you. Does that mean goes further towards a national championship? Does that mean is a conference winner? Does that not matter because of the fact that they are in different conferences and it is hard to compare and contrast? Does that mean statistically in the pass game? Does that mean statistically in the run game? However you want to define subjective success. If I was to ask you, bet a paycheck right now, and honestly, as much as I am dialing this question into Clemson fans and South Carolina fans, you know who I'd really like feedback from? Those of you who are fans of other teams. Those of you that are Buckeye fans, Longhorn fans, Seminole fans, Gator fans, other Tiger fans, whatever. I would like y'all's thoughts on this. I would like people who maybe don't have a Gamecock or a Tiger in this dogfight to answer this question as well. But for those of you that are fans of those two schools, take your fan cap off for a second, and let's genuinely use this as an opportunity for all of us to maybe look at the 2025 Clemson Tigers, the 2025 South Carolina Gamecocks, through a bit of a different lens. Game check on the line, paycheck on the line, and call your shot as far as how you are measuring the definition of the word of success here. Paycheck on the line. Who is going to have a more successful year as QB1 for their school? Is it Cade Klubnik at Clemson? Or is it Lenoris Sellers at South Carolina? Which of those dudes is going to have a more successful year? And it may very well depend on if you're going to do it by an individual metric, right? It is just statistically more likely, though certainly not guaranteed, it is statistically more likely that Clemson is going to go further than South Carolina towards a national championship. Statistically, easier schedule, easier conference, on paper, better overall football team. It's just more likely that they're going to go further. And I think it could be argued that if Clemson was to get busted out in the first round and South Carolina was to make it into the first round, I would argue that's probably about equal levels of success based on starting position and expectations. If we are talking about statistically, when it comes to the passing game, and I am talking about just standing in the pocket and delivering the football, I have to work on the assumption that it's going to be Cade Klubnik. He's got a better wide receiver room. He just does. That's just the objective reality. Better wide receiver room. Not what he's had the last couple of years. But this year, that's why Clemson started the AP preseason top 25 poll inside the top five. Because the wide receiver room is what Cade Klubnik has been missing the last couple of years. Of course, they also have, I think, maybe the best front seven on defense in college football this year, but that's a different argument for a different segment. I think in the pass game, I expect Cade Klubnik to have a better overall year than Lenoris Sellers. But we also know the absolute freak athlete that Lenoris Sellers is. I would not be shocked. And again, have to take into consideration the schedule, who they're playing against. We have hit it a number of times, and I got news for you. We'll hit it a few thousand more before the end of the year. South Carolina's back 7 weeks is probably the toughest 7-week stretch of anybody in college football. We have already said for the South Carolina Gamecocks to hit their ceiling that Lonzo and I set, which if I recall correctly, I think we both said 10-2 was the ceiling.
Yes.
I think we both said 10-2 was the ceiling. If they're going to get to 10-2, they must be 5-0 to start the season. They must be 5-0. Assuming, though this may not be smart, assuming a win over Coastal down the stretch, which you know you're getting Myrtle Beach's finest. You know you're getting the best the Chanticleers can put on a football field and the best effort. That is a Super Bowl game for them. Assuming a win over Chanticleers, that's six. Now, out of those final seven game or final six games, which includes the game against Clemson, which includes a revenge game against LSU, which includes a revenge game against Alabama, which includes a, I think, dramatically improved Oklahoma team, which includes a revenge game against Lane Kiffin, a.k.a. Joey Freshwater, and the Ole Miss Running Rebels. And you got to go to the compound to take on the cult of Texas A&M, which Texas A&M is a team that I can tell you at SEC Media Days, a lot of people in love with the Aggies. And I got to tell you, as much as I give them hail for being a cult, because, and hear me out, here's my argument, they're a cult. As much as I give them hell for being a cult, I also love Mike Elko. I do. Mike Elko and Clark Lee are my two favorite coaches in the SEC right now. Just hands down, bona fide. They are my two favorite coaches. Elko is just a classic old school football coach. Gruff, gritty, blows the whistle all the time, gonna get on your ass. And I also believe Mike Elko's the old school gruff football coach that will go to war for the boys, not Jimbo Fisher. Jimbo Fisher was a Jimbo Fisher guy above all. And I saw that up close and personal when I was broadcasting in Florida and he was the head coach of Florida State. Jimbo Fisher's a Jimbo Fisher guy. He's in business for himself. Mike Elko, I do not feel that way about. Love that guy. And I think that there is some element of Duke is a 9-win football team last year because Mike Elko brought a bunch of dudes there that are football dudes. And it fit. It worked. So, I like A&M. And South Carolina and A&M, since the Aggs entered the Southeastern Conference, you have traded home wins back and forth. I'm a gambling guy. And I will tell you that trends matter. And the trend is the team at home when South Carolina and Texas A&M play, the team at home wins. That's just what it's been. So, if we go 5-0 out of the beginning gate, and we're looking at Virginia Tech, SC State, Vandy, Mizzou, and Kentucky, all of which you'll be favored in, and then we assume a Coastal win, that's six wins right there. Now, you've got to go find me four out of LSU, Oklahoma, Alabama, Texas A&M, and Clemson. And all five of those games are against preseason number 9, 18, 8, 21, 19, and 4. That's a tough stretch. So, I think when we ask the question, and this is something I'm going to ask throughout the course of the show, paycheck on the line, who are you betting to have a better year? And I'll let you define what better is. Deeper towards the national championship, better statistically in the pass game, the run game, all the numbers, whatever. Who has the better season? Cade Klubnik or Lenora Sellers? I would also make the argument, one of the considerations has to be, Lenora Sellers in the final 7 weeks is going to be up against six of the best defenses in football, back to back to back to back, Coastal to back. And I think that's got to be factored in. So, paycheck on the line, the better season, when we wrap up the football season this year, and we do our 2025 college football season post-mortem, we are going to open the mic that day and say, ladies and gentlemen, it is official and on the record, the better season between two guys that went to New York for the Heisman Trophy finalist celebration. I hope I got a bet on that to happen. Lenora Sellers had the better year. Cade Klubnik had the better year. Which one of those is going to be correct? We'll talk more about this coming up. However, in the next segment, we're asking big three questions about the big three teams, the top three teams in the AP preseason top 25. We do the Penn State Nittany Lions next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Don't look at me like I'm ancient.
No, I'm not. I've never heard the word sallying forth.
All right. Text line. Have you ever heard of sallying forth?
I mean, I'm sure it's legitimate. I've never heard of it before. Or I've never heard it used that way. How's that?
I believe it is an army term, a military term. That's why I'm surprised that you didn't know it.
Never heard the term before. All right, we are asking, and this is a series that I have been doing on social media and will continue to do on social media. The three big questions. I am asking three big questions for each of the top contenders in college football. Three big questions that will separate the real contenders from the pretenders when it is all said and done. I have discussed these at length from the standpoint of what do they have to do? What do they need to prove? What questions do they need to answer in order for me to believe that they genuinely are a national championship pick? We did the Texas Longhorns a little bit earlier in the radio program. The three questions that I had for them were, number one, is Arch Manning indeed the real deal? The second question that I had for the Texas Longhorns, the second question was, can I trust Steve Sarkisian in a big game? Can I trust Steve Sarkisian in a big game? If the answer to that is yes, I feel a lot better about where we are. And the third question is, with eight starters leaving your program, with eight starters heading to the NFL or graduation, my third question was, can you replace that talent organically? Can you replace that chemistry organically and not miss a beat from a team that was averaging 33 points a game last season? If the answers to those three questions are yes, Texas will 1,000% be in the mix. If the answer to any one of those three questions is no, Arch Manning, Steve Sarkisian, chemistry replacing talent. If the answer to any one of those three questions is no, then I think at that point we will have to say Texas comes up short of the goals. Number two in the AP preseason top 25 are the Penn State Nittany Lions. Here is the audio from my social media clip. You can follow me across social media, including on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter at The Rob Brown Show. Here are my big three questions for the Penn State Nittany Lions. So there you go, the three big questions. And again, we are going to be asking these about all of those, all of the teams that I believe are playoff contenders. Not necessarily national championship contenders, but playoff contenders. The three big questions for Penn State. Question number one, can Big Game James Franklin surpass the narrative that has been written about him over his years with Penn State? Question number two, can Drew Aller show up and perform in the big games? And number three, can the defensive consistency be relied on when you lost four NFL draft picks off of it, including Abdul Carter, one of the best defensive edge rushers in recent college football memory? You also lost, and again, if you're going to lose your defensive coordinator, not that there is a time that you want to lose a defensive coordinator from a top 10 college football defense as Penn State was last year, but if you're going to lose a top 10 defensive coordinator, doing it in a year where you have got to reset the defense, not because you lost a ton of guys, but because the guys that you did lose are top-tier talent, are NFL-quality talent, as guys like Abdul Carter, who left Penn State, are. I mean, if you're going to lose a defense coordinator for Penn State, this was a good year to do it, with Tom Allen headed over to Clemson to take over after we, and by the way, I love that hire for Clemson. We've talked about that a bazillion times, but for a dude that was able to build, and not just build, but to successfully coach what Penn State had in their front seven last year, that's a good pickup. So, what are our answers to those three questions for Penn State? The first one is, unfortunately, one that can only be answered either when he does it or when he's out. That's it. Like, we can't know that James Franklin can defeat the narrative of, much like Steve Sarkisian at Texas that we just talked about, I don't know that I can trust Sark not to lose his play-calling mind in a big game until he doesn't lose his mind in a big game. James Franklin. I don't know that I can trust Big Game James to get it right in a big game until they win a big game. But that also kind of hinges on to question number two, which is about Drew Aller. The narrative of this college football season for me, 1,027%, is quarterbacks at the big schools, quarterbacks at the contenders, quarterbacks of national championship dream havers. And we've named them all. I'm not going to go through the list again. You know exactly who I'm talking about. So, knowing that, what is Drew Aller going to be? Because statistically speaking, in the regular season, Drew Aller was one of the most reliable quarterbacks in college football last year. But I mentioned the games that I mentioned in that take mere moments ago for a reason. The three biggest games of the year for the Penn State Nittany Lions were the regular season game against Ohio State, it was very much up in the air which combination of the four teams, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, and Oregon, were going to be in the Big Ten title game at that point, because that was midway through the season. Ohio State in the middle of the season, Oregon in the Big Ten championship game. And while, yes, Penn State got a couple of dubs.
Sorry, I was looking at that poster behind you. I couldn't remember the exact quote of what it says.
You talking about wins and losses on a quarterback stat?
Yeah, because you're making it sound like that those were because of the quarterback.
What's my other phrase that I say many times?
I cannot say that because I don't speak like that.
Okay, not that one. That's my outside voice phrase. My other phrase is, one guy can't win you the game, but one guy can lose you the game.
So my question for you, is this a reflection of the coach or the player?
That's the question that I was asking. If we are going to ask that question, can big game James Franklin finally win the big game and have us all stop referring to him sarcastically as big game James? I think that is going to be directly connected to, can Drew Aller put up the numbers in a big game? Ohio State in the regular season, Oregon in the Big Ten championship, which they lost. And while, yes, won a couple of playoff games, but Penn State had, in my ever so humble yet frequently correct opinion, the easiest path to the semifinals of any team in the bracket, including getting Boise State, who... yeah, good team. Ashton Jante, one of the best college football running backs of all time. But zero people, including myself, and y'all know, I am a sucker for the underdog. I always root for the dog. I didn't think Penn State or that Boise State had a shot last year. I didn't. And in those three games, Drew Aller was best I can give him, pedestrian.
Does it affect the Vegas line because it's James Franklin coaching?
There are zero variables that don't impact the Vegas line. I cannot answer the question how much it does. I can't answer the question how much it does. I cannot tell you how much having James Franklin as the coach impacts the bookies sitting in a smoky room in Las Vegas saying, all right, well, you know, they're playing Ohio State, it's regular season, it's week six. This is the spot that, they lost to Ohio State last year. James Franklin had these seven play calls that we are very concerned about. And so because of that, we're going to knock 3 points off their total, off their game total, off their line matchup, whatever. I don't know. The answer is yes. I just don't know how much of a variable. But here's what I do know. Penn State catches in the regular season, honestly, and I say this with all due respect, one of the easier schedules of anybody in college football. Nevada, Florida International, Villanova, week four, September 27th, they are at home against the Oregon Ducks. That's the whiteout game. Then they are at UCLA, back home for Northwestern, at Iowa. Unranked Iowa, but that Iowa team has got some dogs on the front line. Then you go to Ohio State, and this is a dangerous spot, depending on what Kurt Cignetti is. You go to Ohio State, back home for number 20, Indiana. You put all your eggs into the Ohio State basket, and who knows if you get sniped by the Hoosiers the next week. You wrap it up with Michigan State, Nebraska, and Rutgers, the first and last of those on the road. It is fair to say, if we are going to ask the question, can big game James drop the sarcastic big game moniker from his name?
How many of those does he have to win to lose the moniker, though? I mean, winning one isn't enough, is it?
I mean, he's not going to do it in the regular season because the narrative persists. If he says,
see, I don't know, you beat Ohio State, you beat some of the other teams in the regular season, those are big games because those will decide if you're going to the playoff or not.
I don't disagree with you, but I think the moniker, it's kind of like when Bob Stoops was at Oklahoma. Won every damn regular season game. Won a ton of conference championship games. The reason he was Big Game Bob was because he kept finding his way into, you know, the BCS or into the championship or whatever. And those games he kept coming up short. You know, the reality here is, even had James, I think if James Franklin had made it to the national championship last year, even if he lost, I think a lot of people would have gone, that's a huge step. That's a huge step. But you got by, arguably, you got by two of the lesser respected, SMU and Boise State. You got by, not two of the lesser, you got by the two least respected playoff teams. Two teams that, again, even I, an underdog guy, when I saw the first matchup was SMU-Penn State, my take was, Kevin Jennings is either going to become a college football legend, and it will take him being a legend to win this game, or SMU's getting bounced. They got bounced. And then they got Boise State. And my takeaway from that game going into it, my analysis on that game was, Ashton Jante is a dog, and I'm not disputing that. However, he has not seen a Penn State defense like this one that's got three NFL draft picks in the front seven and another one in the secondary. He just has not run against that. It is the individual player version of the argument about why SEC teams have displayed historically dominance in the postseason. Because whether you like this or not, iron sharpens iron. And if you play the best week in, week out, every single week, you are just more prepared and ready when it's postseason time. That's just a fact. I don't like it, but it's a fact. That was kind of the take. So the first big game for Big Game James in the postseason last year, in my opinion, was Notre Dame. And they lost that game. He's got to win one of those games. Not saying he's got to win a natty, but like, you got to win one of those games. And if he goes into the playoffs and he knocks off number one Ohio State, yeah, now I think the big game moniker kind of takes a back seat to some degree. But we'll see. So those are the three questions for Texas. Is Arch the real deal? Can Steve not outcoach himself? And can they replace eight guys? For Penn State, can James Franklin drop the moniker? Is Drew Aller able to step up in big games, not step down like this year? And can they replace four NFL players across their defense and their defensive coordinator and maintain top consistency? If the answers to all three are yes, both of those teams will be in the hunt. Now, a national championship contender, if they handed him out for sports flashes, this guy.
No dispute. The Atlanta Braves got hammered by the New York Mets in the opening game of a three-game road set, falling 13-5. Spencer Strider took his 10th loss of the season, giving up 8 hits and 8 runs in 4 innings, including 3 home runs. Atlanta had 8 hits, including doubles from Matt Olson and Nacho Alvarez Jr., but were just 2 of 11 with runners in scoring position. Game 2 is tonight at 7:10. Packers quarterback Jordan Love underwent a last-minute surgery to repair an injured ligament in his non-throwing hand, but is expected to be ready for the season opener. Love wanted to play through the injury, but Green Bay decided to the procedure was the fastest path to recovery. And the Milwaukee Brewers became the third team since World War II with multiple win streaks of 11 or more games after a 14-0 rout of the Pirates pushed them to their second streak of the season. The Brewers took the Pirates' ace Paul Skenes' yard twice in the win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.